My name's Chris Maslin. I live here in good old Wichita, KS. I grew up in Seattle, but I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, and then lived in Wichita for a brief period of time. My extended family lives down here, and also I got cast in a play, Tom Stoppard's Arcadia. I played Bernard Nightingale. He was a historian, kind of hell-bent on fame. He's a very self-absorbed character. I flew in, it was torrential downpour. I got out and it was like just thunder and lightning, and I just was like, yes, I forgot how awesome the thunderstorms here are. Thunderstorms in Seattle, they're just wimpy. You get like two claps of thunder and a flash of lightning, you don't even see the streak, it's like, pff, it's done, and I'm like, that's it? The first 2 weeks I was here, like clockwork, it was just thunderstorms every night, and I'd just go out back of my sister's house and just pretend I was Thor. I had my little kendo staff, and I'm like spinning it around like, yes, is that all you've got, Lord? Come at me! I am Odin's son! Anyway. I hate the Space Needle. It's the most pointless tourist attraction in the world. There is got nothing to offer society other than a gift shop and a rotating restaurant. The one time that I ate at the restaurant, it was horrible. And I'm a garbage disposal. I'll eat anything. But I had crab cakes there when I was like 13, and I love crab cakes. But for some, I couldn't finish them. I couldn't do it. And then I went down to the gift shop, and you get a little plush Space Needle, and it's just like, why are you here? I have this theory that the top of the Space Needle is actually like the Enterprise D, and that it's got like a little saucer separation thingy, where it's like if the rest of the ship kind of goes awry, the thing will separate and go fly out into space and serve overpriced crab cakes throughout the galaxy. Strange how something so sweet can become alive. Now, Bruce Lee's grave, going to Bruce Lee's grave, that's awesome. Going and visiting that and just feeling the energy around that place. That to me is a good time. Well, the door is almost closed. Old Town reminds me quite a bit of Pioneer Square, and I like strolling through there. I really dig Kirby's because it's the hipster bar, and Seattle's just overrun with hipsters. They're like a virus. I guess I like hipster stuff, so to a certain degree I am one, so I can't knock it too much. I am on my way back home. Thankfully, I've met some people that have been willing to be like, you need to show you Wichita. Come on, man. We're going to go to a place called Kirby's. And I walk in, I'm like, oh, hipsters. Oh my God, thank God. I never thought I'd be so thankful to see hipsters my entire life. Oh God, thank you. Doing Arcadia at Wichita Center for the Arts was, by definition, community theater. And of course, like anything else, community theater, the phrase itself has its own stigma. However, everybody was passionate and bringing everything they had to the role. They wanted to put on a good quality show to the best of their abilities. And, you know, everybody's abilities vary. But so long as they're passionate and they're activated and they're there and they're trying, I would much rather watch that than a group of performers just kind of going through the motions and relying on the familiarity of the play itself to just kind of sell the product. I want people to walk away feeling something, and too many people don't walk away from the theater feeling anything. The beauty part about what I do is that you go where the work is. While the majority of the work I've done as a professional has been in the city of Seattle, I've worked in Portland, I've worked in Southern Oregon, I've worked in California, and now I've worked here. So I could say that, but I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I too beg it, but I fumbled, and when it came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled, and when it came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. Oh,
gonna be okay anyway. Always keep me a heart.